We have an example this morning of the power of disinformation in state politics. It's the story of an effort at mental health reform. In the divided state of Georgia, Democrats and Republicans united on an approach to the problem. They checked in with experts and advocates while drafting their bill. And then some lawmakers checked in with QAnon-style conspiracy theories. Here's Stephen Fowler of Georgia Public Broadcasting.
On the surface, there wasn't supposed to be anything controversial about the Mental Health Parity Act. After years of ranking near the bottom in access to care, Georgia lawmakers crafted a bill that would require insurance companies to cover mental health the same way they do physical health.
Have all members voted? Have all members voted?
If so, only three lawmakers voted against the bill in the State House, citing concerns over inclusion of language already used to define existing issues and provide care. Here's a leader of the legislature's far-right State Freedom Caucus, Philip Singleton, who explicitly mentioned some hot-button cultural issues that has motivated Donald Trump's voters.
Under this language, treatment for things such as gender dysphoria and pedophilia are automatically included and would therefore be required to be covered, the cost of which will be spread out amongst all Georgians.
And the fact that Democrats, like gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams, were on board raised even more alarms for opponents.
This is a conversation we've been trying to have in Georgia for more than a decade.
From there, opposition snowballed. A nonprofit called Truth in Education put out a flyer alleging that Georgia was set to enact backdoor gun control and that pedophilia would no longer be illegal, but rather a health diagnosis. Dozens of mostly older citizens flooded committee hearings with signs decrying things that the bill didn't even do. At a recent Trump rally, Patrick Witt, a fringe candidate for insurance commissioner, elicited boos when he made the false claim the government would take over mental health care guided by the World Health Organization.
Which, no surprise, will include gender reassignment surgery, hormone blockers for kids, and potentially even therapy for pedophiles.
Ultimately, lawmakers changed some of the language to appease the critics without substantially altering the bill. But other changes potentially weaken the mental health parity goals originally stated. This episode is another sign of how disinformation's grasp on American politics is becoming stronger. Right-wing figures have lately started to use the term groomers to apply to opponents of their agenda rolling back LGBTQ rights. It's a term that implies child sexual abuse and has a history steeped in homophobia. There is no evidence that LGBTQ people abuse children at any greater rate than the rest of the population. Increasingly, outspoken Republican members of Congress, like Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene, are also adopting these slurs.
The Democrats are the party of pedophiles. The Democrats are the party of princess predators from Disney.
None of these things are true. But Jennifer Murcia, an expert in political rhetoric who teaches at Texas A&M University, says that's beside the point.
The facts don't matter because we're not dealing with facts, we're dealing with feelings.
Name-calling in politics is nothing new, but Murcia says using such harsh, absolutist language is meant to deliberately whip voters into a frenzy.
They're used to dehumanize people. They're no longer people, but they are instead pedophiles or groomers. They're not even human.
And in political debates, that leads to more extreme positions and less compromise.
You, of course, don't try to negotiate or find consensus with an enemy who cheats, right? That's not the goal. The goal is only to destroy them.
Ultimately, the tactics didn't work this time. Governor Brian Kemp signed the law on April 4th, flanked by Republicans and Democrats, advocates and activists, with much fanfare, after the final bill passed with unanimous support. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.